This is an oral history interview with Tamara Lynn Elam, conducted by Kelly Smith on April 2nd, 1995 at 8 o'clock. The subject of this interview is women involved in combat. Will you state your full name and age?
Tamara Lynn Elam, 28 years old.
Where were you originally from?
I'm from Texas, a little town called... I went to school in Lockmead, Texas. I was born in Plainview, Texas, which is in between Lubbock and Amarillo. And I was born in Plainview, and I was raised up on the farm.
What about your parents? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have, my parents are Brenda and Larry Elam. I have a little sister, she's 4.5 years younger than me, Tanya. She's married and has 3 kids, and I have a little brother who's approximately 13 years younger than me. He's a sophomore in high school this year. Timothy Lane is his name.
What kind of schooling did you go to college or?
I graduated in 85, and I went to school for a year, and it didn't work out, so I joined the Army. I joined the Military Police Corps. Reason I joined the Military Police Corps is because when I went to school, there were 2 things that I'd always wanted to do, and that was either be a coach or work law enforcement. And when my first year of school didn't work out, I said, well, I figured I could get some experience in law enforcement and see if I really like it or not in the military. And if I liked it, you know, I could go ahead and pursue that, or I could get out and pursue something else. So that's what I decided to do.
What kind of responsibilities did you have in the Army?
Well, as an MP, we of course had law enforcement, but we also had to work with securing nuclear warheads. That was my job in Germany. There's also what they call tower rats, where MPs have to they guard the they're not really they're like a holding ground for, I can't think of the name of it right offhand, but we also had to deal with riot control, and you know, there's just a lot of things as an MP you do people don't realize in combat. You have to do roadblocks, and you have to go and do, you know, recons. That's go out and check out where the enemy is, and find a clear path for the infantry and, you know, the Rangers and the tankers and everybody to go through. So that's, and plus we're considered first responders for anything that goes on. So that's, you know, those are just some of the things. And of course, in the law enforcement department, you have everything you would in a civilian police department. You have traffic, you have MPI, which is Military Police Investigator, and you have CID, which is Criminal Investigation Department, which that's actually a separate thing, but it's still, you know, part of the law enforcement. And you have canine units, so I mean, you have just about everything you would in a civilian police department.
How long were you in the Army?
I was in 5 years. I enjoyed it to a certain degree, but I wanted to get out and get my education.
Was it hard?
What was hard?
Was there like a lot of different things you had to like learn? Like, was it?
Yeah, when you go on the basic training, you learn to do things and put up with things that, you know, you wouldn't think you'd be able to handle, you know. I'll never forget the first day that I was there. First of all, it was, they flew me from Amarillo, Texas. That's where my MEP station was. That's where you actually enter the Army. And they flew me from Amarillo to Atlanta, Georgia Airport. And, of course, you fly all day and you get on the bus, and when we get here, it's about midnight. So you don't know where you're at. I mean, you know you're in the state of Alabama eventually, but you don't really, you're disoriented. So they bring you in disoriented right off. And so once you get off the bus, it's like midnight or, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. It's late at night, and they give you a little something to eat, and they start doing a little bit of paperwork, and they get you your linen, and you have to go into the barracks room. And, of course, everybody else is sleeping, so in the dark, you have to make your bed and secure all your things in a locker. And your wake-up call is at 4 o'clock the next morning. So right off the bat, you know, they're already starting to put that stress on you. But when you get there, it's not, they don't really scream all that much at you just at first. This is just a part where they bring you in. I mean, they give you all kinds of shots. They take blood tests. They make sure that the females aren't pregnant. And, you know, they check you for urine analysis tests, for drugs. And they put you through all the, they kind of tell you a little bit about what to expect. But you can sit here and tell somebody, you know, what to expect in a basic training, but until you get there and actually experience it, you can't really imagine what it's like to go through it. But so I was there for 3 days. You're supposed to be there for 4 days, if I recall right. And on Friday, they had talked about sending us on the basic training to our company, but they decided to wait. We had to wait that weekend. So I had to wait all that weekend, and I knew Monday morning that, you know, I was going to have to go in there. But anyways, at the reception station, that's what this place is called, that's where you get your uniforms, all your field duty, field gear, LCE, which is load carrying equipment, and you get your helmet. Steel pod is the ones that they were still using steel pods when I went through, and everything. So you have all your military stuff that you need. The only bad thing is that you have two huge duffel bags of stuff to carry, plus your civilian bags you have to carry. So when you get off the bus, you wish that you didn't have as much on you, because mm-hmm. they get you on the bus. They got me on the bus Monday morning, and or actually it was closer to Monday afternoon, and we got off. I had to get off the bus. I had a bag on the back, a bag in front, and I had a bag in each arm. And of course, you had some paperwork too you had to carry, and the drill sergeants were there ready. I mean, I bet I did about 200 push-ups the first night easy. I mean, just they get in your face and they yell at you, and I mean, from the beginning, they just start putting the stress on you, and then they just tear you down to nothing. And but over the 4 months that I was there, then they build you into something that, you know, they build you into a soldier, you know, and they give you so much pride in yourself and everything. But it wasn't easy, but it wasn't, to me, it wasn't as bad as what you, I mean, it's gotten a lot better as far as you hear war stories about drill sergeants hitting mm-hmm. the privates, and, you know, they can't do that anymore, you know, they can, and it's gotten to where now they can't even really curse at you, but, some of that still went on when I went through, which didn't really bother me, because I knew that they were, even though they were there to break me down, you know, and sometimes it's like, man, you know, I wish they'd get off of me. They were doing it for a reason, so. Yeah. In the end, you actually, you know, you appreciate what they did for you, mm-hmm. but first day I was at basic training, I got there that night, and I had to put the company had already been to one day of training at the chemical site, you know, in chemical warfare, and so they already were a step ahead, and they knew what to do, you know, with their mask. But so they ended up having to help me out, and they got helped me put my mask together. And the next day, I was called up, and they said, "Well, you have to go to the dentist." So I was going, 2 days of training already, I've missed, you know. So I was a little bit upset, but it's like, well, whatever. So they took me to the dentist, and I had a tooth that they had to pull, and I went back out to training, and we were out on by the gas chamber, and my first day basic training, I had a tooth pulled, and I had to go through the gas chamber the same in one day. So it was an experience, but you know, hey, I made it through. So you know, it's just one of those things that was part of it. You know, you weren't there's really no mercy for you. You know, you're there because you chose. You know, it's voluntary, and they do it for a reason. You know, they weed out the weak and the ones who don't really care. You know, so
makes you tough then.
Well, I guess you could say that, but it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of things that I look back and it's like, wow, I did that. I mean, we went through a confidence course, and
what's
which
that?
Is well, what it is they have a bunch of different obstacles that you have to go through. And one of them is a tower that goes up about eight piers, and it's probably a good, I don't know, 18 feet high. And anyways, what it does is it builds teamwork, because you go up one platform at a time, and you have to use teamwork to build, because there's no stairs, there's no ropes to hang on to. You have to have your buddies push you up, and your buddies up top, you know, pull you up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to crawl up each pier, you know, through teamwork. So, and there's they have this one thing. I can't remember all the names of it. It's been so long ago, but it's net that goes up and then down, and you have to crawl it. No, it's not nets. It's logs that are like their intervals are. One was up higher and then lower, up higher and then lower, and you had to weave through the logs going up and weave through the logs going down. I mean, it was fun, but very, what's the word I'm looking for? Adventurous. I mean, you really had to concentrate on everything you did, you know, and it really, I mean, you feel like you can't move backwards. But
did you get in bed early and then like get up like 4 every morning, or?
Well, usually, if I remember right, lights out was at 10 o'clock every night. And sometimes you didn't get home. We didn't get back to the site until late, as it was. So, first couple of weeks, especially in basic training, there's a lot of stress. You know, they get you up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're not, you know, sometimes you don't get to bed till 11 o'clock at night. So just, you know, constantly pushing you to go beyond, you know, what you ever thought you could accomplish.
Hmm. Did you ever get involved in a war or participate in one or anything?
Yeah, when I left basic training, I went to Germany for 2 years, and I had thought about getting out. At first, I was like, there's no way anybody could get me to re-enlist or anything like that. But I grew up some more, and I decided that, you know, I can't judge the Army just from one duty station, you know. And there was a lot of things. I mean, I enjoyed being a soldier, putting on the uniform. So I left Germany in May of 89, and I recorded to Fort Hood in June 89. I believe it was 15 June 89. And I got to Fort Hood, and they assigned me to the 401st MP Company. And the day they assigned me that to that company, I believe was the day that they went out to the field. And I said, you know, what are they out in the field for? And they said, well, they're getting ready to go to Panama.